Hey everyone, and welcome to the Connor Podcast, our first episode. Also, happy National Grilled Cheese Day, as that is the topic we're going to be talking about now. So, for this podcast and first episode, I'm going to talk about the history of grilled cheese for you viewers. Alright, let's go! So, to start off with the most facts, apparently humans have been combining this grilled cheese sandwich, delicious, for centuries. Even the ancient Romans did it. Well, but we didn't have those grilled cheeses. We have the modern American grilled cheese, a more recent invention. In the early 1900s, a young man named James L. Kraft was pushed out to his partner's business, stranded in Chicago with only $65, U.S. dollars. Kraft bought a mule and purchased cheese wholesale and sold it to legal grocers. Kraft soon realized that the major problem with cheese was spoilage. Most restaurants and store owners did not have refrigerators, so cheese wheels had to be used within a day of cutting. In 1915, James L. Kraft invented a way to manufacture a blended pasteurized cheese they called processed cheese. This pasteurized cheese could be trapped across the country without spoiling. Not trapped, transported. Blech. He patented his invention in 1916 and soon began selling Kraft cheese across the nation. And, no surprise, it was a massive success. Here's a funny fact, actually. In World War I, the United States Army pushed 6 million pounds of Kraft cheese. In World War II, Navy cooks prepared countless American cheese filling sandwiches for hungry naval seamen. Depression hit families also found processed cheese to be a cheap and filling meal. Now, most of us would recognize grilled cheese as an everyday meal and dinner. Like, it's almost everywhere in restaurants now, including IHOP, Chili's, Ruby Tuesday, etc. It's crazy. It's all over. And there you have it for the Connor Podcast. We'll see you next time.